Good morning, Chinese Grace Bible Church. Happy Lord's Day.
早安, 华人安典圣经教会, 主日好。
I know that some of these individuals may not be here right now. They're up at church camp. But I would first like to publicly thank the English ministry team, as well as Pastors Glenn and Adrian, for giving me this opportunity to come and share with you from God's Word this morning.
我知道很多人其实在教会的退休会在山上，但是我在这里要谢谢英文部的同工会和潘牧师、林牧师，让我有机会今天早上来跟大家分享神的话语。And
I would also like to express my gratitude to this church for your support and your encouragement and prayers over the years. Even though I moved away from Sacramento to Louisville, Kentucky to attend seminary, the Chinese Grace will always hold a very special place in my heart because I always consider this church to be my home church.
我也要谢谢这个教会一直以来对我的支持和祷告。虽然我已经离开Sacramento去念神学院，但是这个教会在我心目当中一直是一个很特殊的位置。
And so it is for this reason that this occasion to share with you this morning's sermon is of particularly special value to me.
所以今天来说对我是特别的宝贵，让我来有机会来跟大家分享神的话语。I
want to invite you all to please turn with me to Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 23, which will be our text for today's message. And I am going to read this entire passage in English, then my translator Margaret will read it in Mandarin, and the Chinese text will also be displayed on the projector screens for our Cantonese-speaking brothers and sisters to follow along as well.
我会为大家念出国语, 广东部的弟兄姊妹都可以看着后面的投影来读。
Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 23, I will be reading from the New American Standard Bible Translation. This is God's Word. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said to him, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." Then he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised up on the third day. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's."
马太福音16章13节到23节，耶稣到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内，就问门徒说：“你说我人子是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。” 耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得。我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你。” 凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。当下，耶稣嘱咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。从此，耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长，文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此。”
这事必不临到你身上。耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦退我后面去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have spoken to us through your word, and that your word transforms, and that your word gives life.
天父，谢谢你通过你的话来与我们说话，你的话改变我们，赐我们生命。
We ask now, Holy Spirit, that you would prepare us to receive your truth with joyful, humble, and eager hearts. Minister to us in these coming minutes.
求圣灵来预备我们，给我们有喜乐、谦卑和渴慕的心来领受你自己的真理。求你教导我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.The main idea for this morning's message is simple.
今天的主题非常简单。
Christ alone is the builder of his church, and yet oftentimes the ways in which he builds his church will not fit in neatly with our expectations.
今天的主题是唯有基督是他教会的建造者，但很多时候他建造的方式不一定是符合我们的期望。
This is the outline and roadmap for our text today.
今天的大纲是这样。
The first point is that Jesus Christ is the sole and firm builder of his church. And we will see this in verses 13 through 19.
从13节到第19节，我们可以看到，首先耶稣是教会唯一的稳固的建造者。
And the second point is that how Jesus builds his church may...at times differ from what we might have envisioned in our minds. This comes in verses 20 through 23.
然后从二十节到二十三节是第二点，就是他建造教会的方式有时候跟我们想象中不同。
So, let's start with our first point. Jesus Christ is the builder of his church.
首先第一点，耶稣基督是教会的建造者。
And we begin in verse 13, where we find that Jesus and his disciples have left the region of Galilee in order to travel up north to the isolated district of Caesarea Philippi.
从13节开始，我们看到他耶稣他和他的门徒离开了加利利，北上去了比较偏远的地带，叫做凯撒利亚腓立比。
You see, up to this point in Matthew's Gospel, the majority of Jesus' ministry has taken place in Galilee, especially around the Sea of Galilee.
马太福音到这边为止，所记录的耶稣的事工大多数是发生在加利利地区，尤其是加利利海边附近。
So what we have here is a shift in setting away from Galilee and away from the large crowds and the religious leaders,as we are brought into this private, intimate conversation between Jesus and his closest disciples in Caesarea Philippi.
所以到这个时候环境变化了，从一个人多拥挤充满着宗教领袖的加利利来到了一个很安静的地方，这里只有耶稣跟他最亲近的门徒们。
Now, the conversation in verse 13 commences with a broad question that Jesus asks his disciples.Who do people say that the Son of Man is?
他们对话的开始其实是一个很广泛的问题，你说我人子是谁？
And Jesus' disciples respond in verse 14 by listing off several of the popular names that the general public have ventured to speculate. Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, or maybe Jeremiah or one of the other prophets.
十四节里面门徒们就把人们揣测的这些名字都说了出来，有些人说是施洗约翰以利亚，有些人说是耶利米或者是先知里的其中一位。
But then Jesus repeats the same question a second time in verse 15, and here he addresses his question directly at his disciples. But who do you say that I am? He takes a general discussionAnd he turns it into something deeply personal.
耶稣接下来重复了这个问题，但是这一次他是直接问门徒，他说，你们说我是谁？他把这个很笼统的问题变成很私人。
And Peter, presumably speaking on behalf of the rest of the disciples, gives his answer in verse 16. He says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
彼得想必是代表所有的门徒，他的门徒朋友们，在十六节回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Now, this confession that Peter gives is significant because it connects all the way back to the main theme of the entire Gospel of Matthew.
彼得的这个告白是非常有意义的，因为它连接到马太福音的主题。
You see, Matthew's goal in writing this gospel account was specifically to prove to his predominantly Jewish readers that Jesus was and is indeed the Messiah, that he is the promised Christ, the anointed one prophesied about in the Old Testament to the people of Israel.
马太写这本福音书主要的目的就是要证明给犹太读者们知道耶稣就是基督，是神所应许的弥赛亚。
And a brief glance back at the very first chapter of Matthew makes this aim of Matthew's abundantly clear.
我们只要看到第一章，作者的心意就显而易见。
Notice how Matthew begins his genealogy in chapter 1, verse 1. He says, "The record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham."
我们看到第一节，他就写到亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
And then at the very end of the genealogy in verses 16 through 17, notice what he writes. Verse 16, Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who was called the Messiah. Verse 17, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation of Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations.
他刚刚在第一节是这样开始，结果在十六节的时候又是这样来总结的。他说雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。这样从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有十四代，从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时代也有十四代，从迁至巴比伦的时代到基督又有十四代。
Matthew has bracketed this introductory genealogy with multiple references to Christ's messianic identity.
他在这个介绍的家谱当中就提到了几次耶稣是基督的这个身份。
Clearly then, we can see that from the very start, Matthew's primary purpose has been to show his readers that Jesus is the Messiah, that he is the Christ.
所以很明显，马太从一开始的目的就是要表明耶稣是弥赛亚，是基督。
So when we arrive at Peter's bold statement here in chapter 16 of the Gospel of Matthew, we need to recognize what a pivotal moment this is for Matthew's Gospel. Because for the very first time, somebody has finally confessed and explicitly acknowledged Jesus as the Christ.
所以当我们来到十六章，彼得大胆的宣告时，我们需要知道这是马太福音里非常关键的时刻，因为这是第一次有人明确的宣称耶稣是基督。
And this is crucial for our first point because the identity of Jesus as the Christ is related to his identity as the builder of his church.
这是非常重要的，因为耶稣是基督这个身份直接关联到他是教会的建造者这个身份。
Look with me at verses 17 through 19.
我们看十七节到第十九节。
And Jesus said to him, he said to Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven."
第十七节到第十九节，耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你，乃是我在天上的父指示的。 我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
What we observe here is a connection between Peter's declaration that Jesus is the Christ and Jesus' declaration that he will build his church.
彼得说耶稣是基督这个宣言，可耶稣说他会建造他的教会是有相关的。
For Peter, on the basis of his confession of faith in verse 16, is designated by Jesus as a rock upon which the church will be built.
对彼得来说，十六节他信心的宣告便是基督建造教会的根基磐石。
Indeed, the very nickname Peter, which he received from Jesus in verse 18, it literally means rock.
的确，耶稣给彼得的绰号就是石头。
Now, I want to offer three brief qualifying comments to guide our reading of these verses because I'm well aware of how easily these verses can be misunderstood and misapplied.
现在我稍微来解释一下，因为这里很容易被误解或是被错误的使用。
First of all, recognize that it is ultimately the Father in heaven who has revealed Jesus' messianic identity to Peter, thereby leading him to make his confession. We see this very clearly affirmed in verse 17.
从17节我们可以看到，首先，耶稣弥赛亚这个身份是天上的父所指示的。
Secondly, in this particular context,It might seem as if Peter is the only rock upon which the church is built. However, when we consider other passages in Scripture, we need to see that there are other passages that indicate that all who would trust in Jesus as the Christ are incorporated as living stones into the building up of the church.
第二，在这里看，好像彼得是唯一的那块石头。但如果我们看过其他经文，就知道所有信靠耶稣基督的就像活石，共同建立教会。
In other words, Peter is not special or superior in any way. He's merely one of many rocks to come. And he himself acknowledges this when he writes the following in 1 Peter chapter 2.
所以在这里看到就是说彼得并不是特别或者是超越的，他只是石头中的其中一块。他自己在彼得前书二章四到五节也这么说。
First Peter chapter 2 verses 4 through 5 read this. And coming to him as to a living stone which has been rejected by men but is choice and precious in the sight of God, you also as living stones are being built upas a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
彼得前书二章四到五节，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Lastly,The keys of the kingdom of heaven mentioned in verse 19 need to be understood in relation to Matthew chapter 18 verses 15 through 18, which support the notion that the authority to exercise these keys belongs not to an individual person, in this case Peter, but to the church community as a collective whole.
最后十九节里面提到天国的钥匙是跟马太福音十八章十五节到十八节提到的，这钥匙的行使权并不是只属于一个人，在这里是指彼得，而是教会整体。
That is all I will say concerning these issues. If you have any questions, you can talk with Pastor Glenn or Pastor Adrian next week.
关于这个问题我只会讲到这里，如果你有更多的问题请请教林牧师和潘牧师。
More importantly, however, I want us to understand how dangerously easy it can be for us to focus so much on those less clear elements of this text that we overlook what Jesus has made abundantly clear. Namely, that he will build his church and that the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
很多时候我们容易太过的注重在这些不太清楚的元素里面，而忽略了耶稣说的最明了的，就是他要建造他的教会，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Brothers and sisters, if there is one promise, one firm and certain truth that I could wish each of us to take away from this text, it would be this. Jesus Christ alone is the builder of his church.
弟兄姐妹，我希望你记得这里最重要的应许，最确定的真理，就是单单耶稣基督是他教会的建造者。
His plans will never be thwarted.
他的计划永远不会被终止。
His might will never be overcome.
他的大能大力永远不会被超越。
His reign will never be overthrown.
他的王权永远不会被推翻。
The church belongs to him. And he is committed to building her up.
教会属于他，他必建造教会。
You see, ultimately, it matters not who the rock is or who the rocks are, because at the end of the day, the unchanging cornerstone and the unceasing builder is Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God.
所以这块石头是谁并不重要，因为最终那永不改变的房角石和毫不懈怠的建造者是耶稣，是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Now,The month of June is just around the corner. And for our church, June looks to be a very eventful month.
六月马上就要到了。对我们教会来说，六月是一个很忙碌的一个月。
Because among other events that will be taking place in June, I'm sure that we are all aware of the fact that Chinese Grace is going to be visited by two different pastoral candidates on two separate weekends.And I don't doubt that many of us, myself included, are quite excited for these weekend visits.
因为除了其他的事工，我们将有两位牧师候选人会在两个不同的周末来到我们的当中，我相信我们都非常的期待。
But brothers and sisters, might I remind us that Tren Wei Yu and Daniel Yi are not the builders of this church. Jesus is.
但弟兄姐妹们，请让我提醒你们，余弟兄和叶弟兄却不是这个教会的建造者，唯有基督才是。
And furthermore, the pastoral search committee is not the builder of this church. Jesus is.
聘牧委员会也不是这个教会的建造者，基督才是。
And the English and Mandarin and Cantonese ministry teams.They are not the builders of this church. That would be Jesus.
各部门的同工会也不是这个教会的建造者，基督才是。
And the executive board and all of our current pastors and deacons, they are not the builders of this church. Christ alone is the builder of this church.
长执会和我们的牧师们、长执们同样不是这个教会的建造者，唯有耶稣才是。
So, as we prepare to enter into the month of June, and as our church continues to walk through this season, punctuated by change, permeating with uncertainty, let us resolve this morning to place our hope and our faith and our trust not in finite people, not in rocks who are used to build the church, but in the one who does the actual building, Jesus.
所以当我们准备迈进六月，当我们教会继续在这一个不确定和变化的季节中，让我们不要把我们的盼望、我们的信心和我们的依靠放在有限的人身上，而是单单的放在建造者耶稣基督的身上。
That is our first point. Christ alone builds his church.
这是第一点，耶稣是他教会的建造者。
Now for the second point. Christ often builds his church in ways that differ from what we might expect.
第二点，基督建造他教会的方式经常与我们想期待中不同。
Look at verse 20. Then he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ.
第二十节，当下耶稣嘱咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。
This is a very peculiar verse, isn't it?
这节不是很奇特吗？
Jesus has just confirmed for his disciples that he is indeed the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. He is going to build his church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
耶稣才刚刚跟门徒们确定，他就是基督，永生神的儿子。他要建造教会，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Up to this point, the text has crescendoed to this climactic peak.
到这里就已经推到了最高潮。
But then comes verse 20 and all of the excitement dies down.
然后突然到第二十节，突然就安静下来了。
Oh, and by the way, guys, as you might be dying to share this information with your Jewish friends and family, actually, you can't tell anybody else that I'm the Christ.
啊，忘了告诉你们，虽然你们急不可待的要把这个消息去告诉你的犹太人朋友们，但是你们不可对任何人说。
Why would Jesus prohibit this? It seems so counterintuitive, doesn't it?
为什么耶稣要禁止他们呢？这不是有悖常理吗？
I mean, the Jews, they've been waiting, they've been hoping, they've been anticipating the arrival of the promised Messiah, and at long last, here he is, but for some reason, he doesn't want them to know.
犹太人一直在等待这个应许的弥赛亚，现在他终于来了。他却不想让任何人知道。
I think we begin to grasp something of the reason when we continue on into verse 21.
原因在第二十一节。
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
第二十一节，从此耶稣才指示门徒。他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士的许多苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
You see, Jesus, after verifying his identity as the Christ, has now begun to proceed in explaining what the mission of the Christ is.
原来耶稣在确定他身份以后，他才开始解释基督的使命。
Because unfortunately, Jesus knows that his disciples and the Jews at large, they've got it wrong. Their understanding of what the mission of the Christ is wrong. And he needs to set things straight.
因为耶稣知道他需要纠正门徒和犹太人们的错误观点。
In their minds, the picture that they have envisioned of the Christ...of the Messiah, of the Anointed One, is that of a conquering military war hero who's going to come and deliver the nation of Israel out from under the oppressive regime of the Roman Empire.
在他们的心目中，他们看到的画面是这一位基督，弥赛亚受膏者，是把他们从罗马帝国统治拯救出来的英雄。
Those are the sort of categories that they are thinking in terms of.
他们想到的是
Christ is going to arrive on the scene in power and might. He's going to defeat the Romans. He's going to free us. And then he's going to restore our Jewish nation back to its former glory and splendor.
基督是带着权柄和能力，他要打败罗马兵，要给我们自由，他要恢复以色列国的荣耀和辉煌。
This is how he will usher in his kingdom.This is how he's going to establish his reign. This is how he's going to build his church.
他一定就是这样来带领他的国度，他一定就是这样来建立他的王权和建造他的教会。
And yet in verse 21, Jesus subverts these expectations when he declares to his disciples that he has not come to conquer, but to suffer.He's not come to defeat the Romans, he's come to be killed.
然而在二十一节，耶稣却打翻了这些全部的期望。 他告诉门徒，他不是来征服，而是来受刑罚；他不是来打败罗马帝国，而是被杀害。
Imagine being one of the disciples at this very moment. Imagine the frustration, the confusion, the bewilderment.
可以想象那一刻的门徒他们的不解和挫败感吗？
That's precisely how Peter felt.
彼得就是这么觉得。
Because in verse 22, he takes Jesus aside and he begins to rebuke him.
因为在第22节他就拉着耶稣这样说。
Stop spewing such nonsense, Lord. You are the Messiah. You are the Christ. You are going to lead our people in glorious triumph. Suffer and be killed. May these things never be.
他就是这样对耶稣说，主啊，不要胡言乱语。你是弥赛亚，是基督。你要带我们进入荣耀和胜利。受刑罚，受杀害，一定不会的。
But what is Jesus' response?
耶稣怎么回应呢?
Verse 23, he says this to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. For you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's.
第23节,耶稣转过来对彼得说,撒旦退我后边去吧,你是绊我脚的,因为你不体贴神的意思,只体贴人的意思。
You see, the mission that Christ came to accomplish was not what his people or his disciples had hoped for. It was not what they had been anticipating. It was not what they were expecting. In fact, for many of them, it wasn't what they wanted at all.
你看到吗？基督来完成的使命并不是他的子民或门徒所希望的。这不是他们所等待和期望着的。事实上，这些都不是他们所想要的。
And I would suggest that oftentimes how Christ goes about building his church is very much the same.
同样的，基督如何建造他的教会也是如此。
The way Jesus builds his church quite frequently is not what we have envisioned. And sometimes how he builds his church is not how we want him to build his church.
有很多时候他的方式不是我们所想象中那样甚至不是我们要他做的方式
We want to see Christ building his church in power and strength and might But he often builds through weakness
我们想要看到基督用权力和用力量但是他却在软弱中建造
We want to see him building his church through wondrous displays of his glorious splendor. Yet he often builds his church in subtle, seemingly trivial ways that often go unnoticed.
我们想要他展现奇妙的荣耀，但是他却在细微中建造。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men.And the weakness of God is stronger than men. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25.
在哥林多前书一章第25节说，因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
There are many here this morning who are well aware of the journey our church has gone through over the last 1 to 2 years.The last 5 years, perhaps even over the last 10 years.
在座有很多位都知道我们教会在过去一两年所经历的，或者是五年，或者是十年所经历的一切。
And when we consider much of what has happened at this church in the last decade, it is very tempting to step back and ask the question, has Christ really?Been building Chinese Grace Bible Church over these past years? Or has this past decade really been a waste?
在我们想到过去十年在教会所发生的一切我们就想问这些年来基督在建造我们的教会吗还是完全是白费了
When we consider the many times that our church has had to return to the drawing board and start over,
让我们想到有多少次教会需要重新回到原点，重新开始。
When we consider all of the pastors and leaders and church members and friends who have left Chinese Grace,
当我们想到那些已经离开这个教会的牧师们、领袖们、会友们或者朋友们。
When we think about the numerous arguments and the conflicts and the disagreements that have arisen within each congregation and across congregations,
当我们想到堂会里面或者是堂会之间多次的争执或者是意见不合和冲突。
When we consider the various issues and problems that our church has been trying to figure out and solve for years, yet to this very day, little, if any progress seems to have been made.
当我们想到多年来很多的问题至今还没有解决和改善。
Or when we consider how some churches around us are growing and thriving and bearing all this fruit in the span of 1 to 2 years, the sort of fruit that we don't feel like our church has borne over the last decade. Oh, how tempting it is to think that Christ has not been building this church.
当我们想到附近的教会却不停地成长，多有结果，一年来比我们十年来的果子还多的时候，我们真的想要去问基督有没有在建造这个教会。
But let me assure you, brothers and sisters, that Christ is not yet done building Chinese Grace Bible Church. In fact, he never stopped building.
但是让我告诉你，弟兄姐妹们，他并没有停止，他从未停止。
We may not have been aware of it over these past years, but he has been building his church.
我们也许不觉得，但是他一直都在建造。
And we need not look any further than to the cross of Calvary to be assured of this.
我们只需要看到十架，我们就可以确定。
Because if God is able to take the most horrific, most gruesome event in all of history, the very death, murder, execution, crucifixion of his only son. And he took that and he used that to bring about salvation for the nations. We can be confident that he is at work in our church.
因为神可以使历史当中最可怕的事情，就是他独生子的钉死，来带给全人类的救恩，我们就可以确信他在我们教会的工作并不停止。
Friends, through all the messiness, through all the pain, through all the disappointments, through all of the bitter trials, through dark valleys, through dry deserts, Christ has and is and will continue to build Chinese Grace Bible Church. We can be sure of this.
通过各样的杂乱、痛苦、失望，或者是百般的试炼、幽谷、荒漠，他都在。神继续在为华人恩典圣经教会建造。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, would you give us faith?To cling to the truths and promises of your word, and to place our hope solely in your Son, Jesus Christ, the builder of his church.
天父，求你给我们有信心来抓紧你话语里的真理和应许，让我们单单把我们的盼望放在你自己的爱子耶稣基督教会的建造者身上。
It is in his name we pray.
奉耶稣的名，我们祷告。